Our High Calling. No Cast with God, June 23rd. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. James 2, 1. The wrongs existing in the society of the world should never, never find sanction among Christians. God demands that you open your hand wide to the needy and have the tenderest compassion for those who are afflicted or who are suffering from want. If you have the Spirit of Christ, you will love as brethren. You will honor the humble disciple in his poor home, because God loves him as much as he loves you, and it may be more. He recognizes no caste. He places his own signet upon men, not by their rank, not by their wealth, not by intellectual greatness, but by their oneness with Christ. It is purity of heart, singleness of purpose, that constitutes the true value of human beings. All who are living in daily communion with Christ will place his estimate upon men. They will reverence the good and pure, although these are poor in this world's goods. Avarice, selfishness, and covetousness are idolatry and are dishonoring to God. Tenderness, compassion, and benevolence are enjoined upon Christians. We should study to copy the pattern, that the Spirit that dwelt in Christ may dwell in us. The Savior was not found among the exalted and honorable of the world. He did not spend his time among those who were seeking their ease and pleasure. He went about doing good. His work was to help those who needed help, to save the lost and perishing, to lift up the bowed down, to break the yoke of oppression from those who were in bondage, to heal the afflicted, and to speak words of sympathy and consolation to the distressed and sorrowing. We are required to copy this pattern. Let us be up and doing, seeking to bless the needy and comfort the distressed. The more we partake of the Spirit of Christ, the more we shall see to do for our fellow men. We shall be filled with a love for perishing souls and shall find our delight in following the footsteps of the majesty of heaven.